Great news today, Rowie. The Crows have secured the services of another one of their form players for another 3 years. Rory Laird is that player, and he joins us now. Congratulations on the new deal, Rory.
Thanks very much, Bex and Rory. Thanks for having me on, too.
No problems at all. How long has this been in negotiation?
It didn't take very long. It was sort of maybe a month or two ago we sort of started talking and through my management company, and then, really happy to sort of get it all done and get out of the way.
You and I would have done, I would have held off because you're in career best form, Rory. You're just adding noughts to it because you knew that this was pending. I'm being cheeky, Rory.
Yeah, no, I was sort of very happy to sort of get out of the way kind of thing. I'm sort of just wrapped to stay there and lock it down long term.
It is an interesting one because you come from the rookie list, so there's great uncertainty with that as a young man. So to have some security must be really great for you.
Yeah, definitely, especially coming off the rookie list. I've sort of gone 1 year by 1 year, but I was lucky to get 2 years off the rookie list, and now I've sort of got the long-term security of a three-year contract. So I'm very fortunate and very happy to have been put in this position.
What about the wash-up from the weekend? What's come out of that since you've back at training and caught up with the coaches?
Pretty much what you guys were talking about just before was pretty much a three-quarter effort. We were pretty disappointing in the last, and it was a disappointing loss in the end. So any loss is not a good result for us, but it did show that we can sort of match it with the best teams in the competition.
What's stopping you? There's been a couple of occasions. It was Fremantle a couple of weeks ago. It was Hawthorn on Thursday night. You're able to draw level, get in front. It seemed as if the crowd was just ready to explode. But you just haven't been able to take that next step and walk through that door and really beat one of the quality sides of the competition.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Bex. As you said, we had all the momentum and we used all that moment to get back into the game and then put our noses in front as well. But then we sort of just ran out of gas and we need to work on stopping their momentum kind of thing because they kicked goal after goal and then felt as though that effort kind of dropped off after that and we didn't think that we were, not that we weren't in the game, we never stopped trying kind of thing, but it just deflates you a bit when you put in all that hard work and they go bang, bang, bang and you've got to start again kind of thing. So it's a bit of polish as well, as you said, with our skills.
Contestable stoppage, loose ball, I call them grunt stats, the ones where you just win the ball. You do that as good, if not better, than any AFL team, Rory. But then ball in hand, you give it back and you're down near the bottom with that. How frustrating is that as a playing group and as you as a player that you see that time and time again in a game?
Yeah, it's definitely it's an area that's been brought up again and again this year with us. Just the skill deficiency and getting it all the way to the forward line and then turning it over kind of thing and not really putting that scoreboard pressure on. So it is frustrating for us, but it's just an area we've got to keep working on and getting better at.
How does Walshy and the other coaches sell that to you as players, just to keep believing and keep taking the game on?
A lot of positive talk about us. We've got a lot of self-belief in what we're doing, and we think the more we keep working at it, the more we put hard work into what we're practicing, we'll be able to do it on game day kind of thing. So I think that's sort of what the plan we've been doing.
Hey, one of the things which I think make Hawthorn such a great team is they've got a great balance of inside and outside. Now, what I mean by that, when the ball's just bobbling around and there's both teams trying to win it, Hawks just seem to have really great balance all around that. And if they're good enough to win it, they feed it out and they've got numbers on the outside. I just thought on the weekend, Crows just got drawn in there and a couple of times it flipped to the outside and there was no real resistance for the Hawks to face.
Yeah, you're spot on. They're really good at kind of reading that inside-outside game and having players on the outside that they can feed the ball out to and always having an option to give it to kind of thing. And they're very smart and experienced in how they do that. And, at times I think we sort of go ball hunting a bit and all get drawn to the pack and to the ball kind of thing. And then once we get it inside, they've got the numbers outside and they're able to chain it out. So, it's just an area we've got to keep working on, and Hawks are probably good to look at in terms of doing that.
It's a byproduct of previous years, that, Rory. It was a bugbear of ours under Sando, and even before that with Craigie, for that matter. You got blokes that just naturally hunt the ball, and I mean hunt it, and you love that. So it's going to be a hard thing for your coaches, especially Walshy, to coach that out of them, because you're basically saying, listen, if Bix has got it scunned, Rory, you wait. Now, Is that the conversations you're having around the method of the contest?
Well, yeah, I think that's sort of what you've got to speak to players about doing. It's hard at times because when you're near the ball, you kind of want to get your hands on it and get involved. But in terms of actually getting your hands on the ball, sometimes it's better to sort of wait out and get someone else to get it out to you. And we've got really good players that do that. You know, we've got the big inside mids like Danger and Tomo and Sliney gets a lot of hard balls. So we do have players that get it on the outside as well. It's just a matter of knowing when we go in and when we stay out. So it's tough and it's really hard to change people that that do it, like that just chase the ball. So and it's definitely good to have players that do that too.
Crows, Rory Laird, our guest, just signed a 3-year deal. We're wrapped with that for Harvey Norman Outlet, the big green building at 309 South Road. A lot has been said about unsociable footy. Hawks played that way. Did you feel that on Thursday night?
Yeah, I think there was a few incidences where that sort of got a bit rough and in fairness of the game kind of thing. So they had the text incident and a couple of Betty Betts ones, but I think we stood up for them a bit, but we can keep working on standing up for our teammates more as well.
Mm. Is that something that gets spoken about? You know, like the coaches have your game review. Does that get brought up at all during a formal game review?
No, not really. It's sort of just, I think it would probably be more with the individuals involved, but I'm actually not too sure if they haven't got spoken to at all. So, not too sure about that one.
Hey, you found yourself playing on one of the competition greats in Sam Mitchell. How did you find that role?
Yeah, it was really good for me. I spent a lot of time around the stoppages and seeing what they do around stoppages and how they work and their structures and how they set up kind of thing. It was really interesting not interesting at the time. I wasn't really thinking about that. I was thinking, where's Mitchell and what am I doing kind of thing. But really good experience for me. I haven't spent a lot of time up in the midfield. So, I was really happy to do that role if that's what the coaches ask each week.
And look, you were one of the catalysts in the third quarter, which was a good one for Adelaide. You got on top of Mitchell. I think you had one stage, you had 8 touches and kicked a goal, and he'd only touched it 2 or 3 times. So it does go to show you're in good form and you can play on some of the really quality players in the competition.
Yeah, it gives me a lot of self-confidence that I can sort of go head-to-head with a player of his calibre kind of thing. I'm just going to keep working on that when I can sort of stop him and get off him kind of thing. So it's a fine balance that you've got to have when you play those roles because you don't want them getting too far ahead of you and on top of you. So, it's really challenging for me, but as I said, I'm happy to do it if that's what the coaches ask each week.
I just grabbed Rowie's binoculars. He's got these fantastic binoculars.
50, what do you call them?
5150s they 5150s. Are. They can see the players changing their mind. They're that good. Sam Mitchell had a lot to say to the umpire pretty much all night. Did that surprise you? Did you hear what he was talking about?
No, not really. I heard him sort of calling out a couple of times saying that I was hanging on to him and stuff, and maybe I got away with a few things here and there trying to stop his run and stop him getting to spots near the ball. But I didn't actually listen too closely to what he was saying to him. He sort of went over there and had little private conversations with him. So, I didn't get the exact details on it.
Well, if you had a bit of a soup, well, geez, that's not good either. I like him. Hey, Rory, will Tex get up for the Brisbane game? That's going to be the million-dollar question this week.
I saw him today walking around and stuff. He looks pretty good. So I don't know the medical kind of degree and ins and outs of it kind of thing, but I think he should be ready to go. But I'm probably not the person to ask because I have no idea.
And another big test, Brisbane at the Gabba. I know Hendo played well on the weekend, a couple of other guys in the SNFL. So you got some pressure bubbling along underneath too, Rory, which is great.
Yeah, it's always good to have people performing in the SNFL side. And, Hendo's obviously a quality AFL player that sort of come back after a bit of a layoff. But he played really well, and there's a number of other performances like Jared Lyons, Rory Atkins, and all them playing really well. So healthy competition is good competition within the team, so it's good to see.
You're right. And the other interesting one is going to be Jake Lever when he's fit, because defence performed really well. Cheney was excellent. Cole Hardigan took 5
like
intercept marks. Jake Kelly was outstanding on Jack Gunston. So it's going to be tight for those spots in defence, Rory.
Yeah, it's good. Especially down back, we're really young and that healthy competition comes up again. But, Jake was playing really well before he went down and it's good that Cole Hardigan, that is, just comes straight in and steps up and played really well on the weekend. He was amazing down there, took a lot of marks, as you said, and was really composed. So and Cheney and Kelly are also really settling in at AFL level. But yeah, I have to see what the selectors do. It would be tough for them, but yeah, I think it's good that we've got a lot of options down there.
Well, a big week for you. You won our Still Shot Pain and 1%. Yeah. Bix gave that, so I hope you get in there and get a whippersnipper or a blower or a vac or a chainsaw, Rory. I think every man should have a chainsaw, but do that. But a three-year deal, a bit of security. Now, Rory, I'm just trying to paint a bit of a picture. Are you going to be like me? If I got a three-year deal with a bit of security, I'd go straight out and buy a boat, or are you a bit of a Scrooge McDuck and you'll just squirrel it away? Sports car?
Well, I need to start looking at a new car. I've sort of copped a bit of flak for my car at the moment, so maybe I'll start looking for that in the near future and maybe a bit of an upgrade. I've had this car since year 11 at school, so...
What are you cruising around in at the minute?
A Mazda 323.
So yeah, you can probably do better than that, I reckon.
Yeah, I think I've got to start looking. The boys have sort of said... it's about time, so I reckon it's probably my next big purchase, I think.
Oh, good man, Rory. Now, your coach, Phil Walsh, loves F1s. Don't go rocking up in an F1.
No, I think it would be pretty stock standard, mate. I'm not too much of a car fan.
So, you're a good man, Rory. Well done.
Practical car.
Good on you, mate. Hey, thanks so much for having a chat with us. Congratulations on signing that three-year deal. That's great news, and good luck for the big game this weekend. You're going up to Brisbane to see if you can get another 4 points.
Thank you very much, boys. Thanks for having me on.
What a great signing, Rory Laird there. Harvey Norman Outlet, the big green building at 309 South Road. Reminds me a lot of you, Bix.
What, good-looking?
Well,
smart, articulate.
But he has just found a way just to get better and better and better and better. And every year he's in the competition and in this system, he is just going to get better. His last 6 weeks has been awesome.
Yeah, it has. And the best thing that he has, he's so clean with the ball. You very rarely see him fumble, whether that's on the deck or on his toes or whether he takes it in the air. He's beautiful hands and his kicking's improved out of sight. There was a little bit of a knock early on. But look, he's growing in confidence. As I mentioned, the third quarter, 8 possessions on Sam Mitchell, kicked the goal and really ignited the side. So he's going to be a long-term player for the Adelaide Football Club.
Rory Laird, ripping fellow.